I want to tell our visitors that we are pretty proud of our 16-year-old choir leader. Thank you, Dalio, for preparing this anthem for us this morning. Brothers and sisters, friends in Christ, a few days ago, I was walking through a shopping mall in Cape Town, South Africa. And guess what? Not much different from our malls. And guess what? The displays reminded everyone that Mother's Day was upon them. Nowadays, South Africans proudly call themselves a rainbow nation. People from many different races were obviously doing their Mother's Day shopping, as some of you did during the past week. And I couldn't help it, so far from home, it was that moment that my mind wandered, and before I could help it, I was thinking of my own past. My mother, my father, and the older generation already passed on. And visiting with family through the country, I was constantly reminded that I have now become the oldest of both Tinka and my families still alive. And somehow my mind went back to the many, many years when we still had our parents and their parents with us. And I know that this very Mother's Day, some of you will have similar thoughts, thinking of the days when you were still privileged to say happy Mother's Day, Mother. And standing there, the faces of our children and their children passed through my mind. And it was that moment that I remembered and thought of Psalm 22, authored by King David. And this was written during a time of personal crisis in his life. So our scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 22, verses 22 through 31 in the Hebrew Testament. Here's the story I'll tell my friends when they come to worship and punctuate it with hallelujahs. Shout hallelujah, you God worshippers. Give glory, you sons of Jacob. Adore him, you daughters of Israel. He has never let you down, never looked the other way when you were being kicked around. He has never wandered off to do his own thing. He has been right there, listening. Here in this great gathering for worship, I have discovered the praise life. And I'll do what I promised right here in front of the God worshippers. Down and outer sit at God's table and eat their fill. Everyone on the hunt for God is here praising Him. Live it up from head to toe. Don't ever quit. From the four corners of the earth, people are coming to their senses, are running back to God. Long lost families are falling on their faces before Him. God has taken charge. From now on, He has the last word. All the power mongers are before Him, worshipping. All the poor and powerless too, worshipping. Along with those who never got it together, worshipping. And then David concludes, our children and their children will get in on this as the word is passed along from parent to child. Babies not yet conceived will hear the good news that God does what He says. Now I want you to listen once again to the closing verse and think of this Father thinking about those who would come after him, because he had hopes and dreams, as I know that this young father and mother have for their children this very day, this very morning, and that's why they are here. Our children and their children will get in on this as the word is passed along from parent to child. Babies not yet conceived will hear the good news that God does what he says. Here ends our scripture reading. May it be that we sense God's blessing and God's presence as we talk about what we just read. Now, a certain mother was speaking to her little son, and she said to him, a bit angry, "Every time you're naughty, I get another gray hair." "Gee, Mom, you must have been a terror when you were young. Just look at Grandma." And then there was also the husband who had many quarrels with his wife. And he returned home one evening just to find his young son, Ronnie, sitting with head in hands and a forlorn expression. "What's wrong, Ronnie?" asked the father. After a minute of silence, the little lad confesses, "Just between me and you, Dad, I can't get along with your wife either." Of course, relations between parents and children, when good and healthy, are indeed the source of many excellent and funny stories. I'm sure all of you have some of your own to tell this morning. But sadly, there's also another different dimension. Your and my relations with our children and their children can cause much pain and hurt. And I'm sure that there are people here who would listen with pain in their hearts and have to confess, sadly so, there's much pain between me and some of my children, if not all. One thing we need to face as grandparents, as parents, our children is and will always be our hope for the future. And they and no one else are our link with the future. Now you need to understand that King David was in a crisis when he wrote Psalm 22. And when reading this psalm, you can sense some of the pain, the frustration, the suffering and the loneliness that King David felt in those days. It was a time where he felt far away from God and where the pangs of memory were calling him, and with great sadness he wrote some of these verses. It was also a time in his life when he was tired and scared. He even believed that he was dying, and that he and all his were faced with the threat of extinction. And now in Psalm 22, he talks about his descendants, verse 23. He talks about families, verse 27, about posterity and future generations in the last verse that we repeated, about a people yet unborn. Now we can ask, why are future generations so important to David? Well, we know of several reasons. David says in these verses that it is our children that give us a taste of immortality. They are our link with the future. They make us feel that somehow, even after we have died, there is something of ourselves that lives on. Now, the songwriter Paul Overstreet tells of taking his own children to see their grandparents. And when they were there, his mother got out the old photo albums, and they looked at the pictures of years gone by. And then he noticed that the pictures of his father look a whole lot like him right then. And it's then that Overstreet sings, "I'm seeing my father in me." I guess that is how it is meant to be. And I'm finding I'm more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And then Overstreet remembers the times in the past when he fought with his father, when they could not see eye to eye. And now, in his song, he says, he is so glad to discover that his father lives on in him. I'm beginning to see my father in me. And that's exactly what bothered King David so very much. He knows that he will die sometime. At that moment, he was feeling that it was close at hand. And just recently in his history, he almost died, just a little while before that. But then his thoughts, if his children live on, if his children remember who he was, if they carry with them the essence of what his life meant, then death, even death, won't be so bad for him. Nobody wants to die, but death comes easier if children, your children, who carry your name, surround you around your deathbed. And even if we are single, or even if we have never had children of our own, there is something extra special about a niece or a nephew or a child of a friend who carries our name. Because then we know, even if we die, something of us will live on. Now there's another reason why David talks about children here. David says, in essence, that they, his children, confirm the values of our lives. He wants his children to also worship his God as he did. And he says so. He wants his descendants to look back and to say that after all, he was on the right track. He wants posterity to hear about what he went through and then to tell others about his testimony. And we believe that this is the reason why he wrote this beautiful psalm. Now let me remind you that Mark Twain put it this way. He said, "When I was 16, I could not believe how dumb my dad was. But when I turned 21, I could not believe how much he had learned in only 5 years. Now, that's also, many of us had the same type of experience. There was a time when we were so much wiser than our parents, our fathers, our mothers. Oh, we knew so much better. But for many of us, there came a day that their wisdom shone through. and that we sensed, oh, I want something of my father, my mother in me. And the same story appears repeatedly across the pages of history. When the prodigal son came home to his father, what happened? Friends, after being in the far land, he finally realized how good and how right and how meaningful his dad's values were. When children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren gather for a couple's anniversary or for a parent's birthday, and they can remember their past together, and they talk about the good old days, and they laugh about the things that they did together times ago, then there is a confirmation and a sense of testimony that what the parents stood for was right and good and meaningful. The children take hold of the parents' values, and in that act, they confirm that what the parents believed in was, in fact, the right thing to believe in after all. So often it happens that what was silent in the parent often speaks in the child. And that's what David sings about here. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will hear about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn. The children of the church are its testimony in a changing world. And they give us a sense of immortality. They affirm the values and the ideals that we hold so very dear. But there was another reason why David talked so much about children in Psalm 22. It is that they are to continue our pilgrimage of life. Has it happened to you? I know it has crossed my mind several times. There comes a time in our lives when we realize that we are probably not going to be able to do it all. When we sense that there will be dreams of ours that will go unfulfilled. There will be plans that sit on the shelf in the blueprint stages the day when we pass away. Life is too short to do all what we want to do. Therefore we hope that the next generation will carry on where we have left off and will move further down the road toward the coming kingdom of our God. And this is the hope of Father David. He hopes that his struggles will give some direction to his children. He hopes that the pains he has endured will help them find healing on their journey. Because if there's no one to carry on from here, then the struggles of David's life will seem to have no purpose after all. Somebody has to carry on. Somebody has to change the world and make it a better place to live. And in our hearts, we believe that maybe the next generation can do that. Maybe our sons and our daughters will be brighter, better, bolder than we are or have ever been. Maybe they will take the pilgrimage of life that we started and push it one step further toward the coming kingdom of God. Give them food, says Betty Burnett. Give them clothes. These are needful, heaven knows. Give them bikes and cowboy boots. But first, give them roots. Be their guide. You will not always be at their side with all these things. But do not forget, give them wings. Let them soar. Let them see life as an open door. You may skip some other things, but give them roots and give them wings. And that is what we pray and hope our children will get from the upbringing that we gave them. And as we send another couple, having made their promises before God, we share their hopes and dreams, as all of us have dreams of our own for the next generation to come. When we will be no longer around, but then we will know we live on into the coming generations. Give them roots. Give them wings. Amen. Let us bow our heads. And now, during this tender moment, O God, we thank you for those in our lives who gave us wings and roots. You are the God of all generations. Help us and give us grace to so live that our children and their children will discover God's presence in our lives. Hear us as we pray, our God. Be their God after we have gone. Be their God as they continue the journey that we once began. This is our prayer in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.